Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So I'm going to tell a story, and I'm sure that many of you can relate to this. You ever wake up some days and you're like, ah, you know what? I need something small. Maybe a stick of deodorant, maybe some mascara. And you think, I'm going to go to Target or Walmart or CVS, and I'm just going to quickly pick it up, head back home. You get to the Target, Walmart, or CVS. You head inside to grab your stick of deodorant, and it's locked behind glass.
Let me in. Let me in.
So then you have to walk around like a toddler looking for your mom after you've got lost in the mall to find an employee who's willing to actually open the glass for you to pick out your stick of deodorant. It's demoralizing. It's quite frankly embarrassing. And a lot of us will ask ourselves, why is this happening? Well, many on the left will tell you it's due to racism or classism, but I have a different explanation and a much simpler one. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, you better.
Guys, before we get into this video, if you'd like to support the work that I'm doing on this channel, I have a Patreon. The link is in the description down below. Sign up if you'd like to, no pressure. Now, there's a video that's gone viral that actually sparked this discussion. So without further ado, we're getting into that.
Tell me why it just took me an entire hour for this single bag of items. I'll tell you why. It's because they're essential. And apparently now my Target locks away all essential items. So while you could get like $40 La Roche-Posay or makeup that was sitting out, my $8 body wash was locked away, as was my deodorant and my husband's body wash and his razors and like the basic things that I went to Target to get. Behold, the dystopian nightmare that is my Target now. Look at it. And I, like many other former Target lovers, was planning on perusing the fall items, maybe sniffing a candle or two, maybe buying what I didn't need, but I was literally fighting for my life in that store. I was so desperate to get out of there. And then when I finally get to the end, there's a giant line because about one employee left. One lone employee was not opening cabinets and was manning the checkout register. So the self-checkout line is all the way to the back of the store.
So again, this is an experience that many of us have had, right? You're going to the store, you're trying to get things and you can't anymore because you need a babysitter essentially to do your shopping. It's interesting that her conclusion on this is that they're simply choosing to lock up essential items instead of thinking that maybe people are going into the stores and stealing those items more often than others. Like, to me, it's quite obvious. Why would Target want to be putting their stuff behind glass? It's extra work for them and their employees. They have to pay for the supplies to lock their products behind the little glass that you have to open every single time. And all in all, it just makes for a worse experience for their customers. Do you think that's what these major corporations and companies are aiming at? They want you to shop there. They want you to actually buy their products. But when people come to those stores and steal the items instead, guess what Target has to do? Take action. And the action that they take is soon to become your dystopian nightmare. So there are people to blame in this instance, but it's not the ones that you think. Now, this video ended up getting tons of responses and very interesting ones from leftists in particular. Let's watch.
And apparently now my Target locks away all essential items.
Y'all know that they've been doing this to things that Black people, especially Black women, need since like the dawn of time, right? But we, you and I, didn't care. We didn't say shit then. Not a damn thing. We were just like, quiet. Never saw a problem with it. Never posted a TikTok about it. That's for damn sure. But we're big mad now. Real concerned.
I knew.
The white allies were going to come out in full force on this one with this exact narrative, and we've seen this many times before. You have to ask yourself, if you're walking into a store and you're seeing things like, I don't know, black foundation, hair products, things of that nature locked up, why? Why would they do that?
Okay, so I'm at my local Walmart and I'm just looking at the makeup section and I noticed this. And I'm looking at the concealers and, you know, they're all normal, but then once you get down to the darker shades, they have little security tags all over them, but they don't for the lighter colors. So Walmart, tell me that you're racist without actually saying that you're racist.
To a store, a black customer is the same as a white customer. You walk in, you pick your products, you pay the money, and then you leave. Green is green, baby. They don't care what you look like. They don't care who you are. They don't care where you come from. All they want is a new customer. Now, I can think of a reason why some black products might be placed behind glass and some white products aren't. But we'll let one more leftist respond and see if they can break through my logic before we go there.
This been happening to black people. Go watch the other video I have tagged in the description as well. But yeah, this has been happening to black people for years upon years. When I lived in the city back in 2019, everything in the Targets were locked up like this. I hated going to the Target in the city because there was so much surveillance. And when you live in the city, most of the time you're using public transportation. I know I was. And so you usually have a bigger purse or a bigger backpack on you. So that surveillance is even more extreme, especially if you're black. Y'all don't care when it happens to black people. You'll justify it and say things like, well, you know, those areas do have higher crime rates. It should just be a lesson for them. Them meaning black people. Also, things being locked up in general has been a thing for decades in predominantly black areas. This country uses predominantly black spaces as a social experiment. Actually, scratch that. This country uses black people as lab rats, and y'all do not care. And when black people talk about our experiences, y'all label us as conspiracy theorists. I say this time and time and time again. You have to look at where you are on the social ladder. Honey, if you're all the way at the top of the social ladder, are you gonna know what's going on at the bottom? No. And that's why y'all act all surprised when the shit that's happening at the bottom comes to the top.
Not an argument in sight. Not a piece of logic in sight. It's so crazy because if you are a black person, let's say, living in a city where this is constantly a problem for you and you are trying to abide by the law, go to stores, get your products and leave, the people that you should be mad at are not the stores. You should be mad at the people who are responsible for the stealing that brings about the glass cases. That is where you should direct your anger, towards the people that are actually creating the problem. And I will say it again, it is not within these companies' best interest to lock up items behind glass. It makes your experience worse. It makes you want to go there less. What they are concerned about at the end of the day is their profit. So if they can profit with everything open and allowing you to run around the store, grabbing all the things that you like and buying it, that's what they will do. But they can no longer do that. And that is why stores are closing all across this nation in metropolitan areas. And just in case for some reason you don't believe me that shoplifting is a massive epidemic across this country, here's some evidence.
Smashing display cases, scooping up armloads of expensive bags and clothing.
That, this dude is, I can't believe I'm seeing this shit.
Back in my Rite Aid, and there's nothing to steal because this Rite Aid, like so many other Rite Aids, is closing down because everybody stole everything. And the workers here don't know if they're getting jobs. Congratulations, losers.
And a lot of this is happening. Why? Because we've gone soft on crime. These people can basically go around stealing whatever it is that they want or need, as some leftists might say, and nothing happens to them. They're never really arrested for the most part. And if they are, they spend a moment in jail just to go back out on the streets and do the same thing the next day. And people are going to have to contend with the fact that a lot of this is happening in leftist areas or blue-run cities. So how exactly is it racism if the very people or side that claims to care about black people is responsible for these things being locked behind glass? And I get the frustration, right? As a law-abiding citizen who goes into these stores, I would love it to be an easier experience for me. It is quite frankly embarrassing to have to go and get a babysitter employee to grab products for you. But it's only going to get worse if we do nothing about it. Soon, you know what's gonna happen? You're probably gonna have to head into the stores and Target's gonna have to hire a bunch of employees and you'll get an assigned one to help you do your shopping because everything is going to be locked up. Soon, going to the store for us is gonna feel like an inmate going to commissary. And that's because we're all getting punished for other people's behavior. And this is sort of foundational to leftist logic, and I'll give you an example here. We had an issue where a lot of students of color were not meeting their academic standards when graduating high school in some states. Instead of dealing with the issue and saying we need to work with these students to have them actually meet the standard, instead they just lower the standards and say,
you don't have to meet a certain threshold in order to graduate or to move on to a higher level.
And that's exactly what's happening here.
We have a lot of people who day in and day out are going out into the streets to commit crimes, and instead of saying you need to see your time in jail and you need to actually be held accountable for your actions, we go, you know what? Let's just decriminalize that. And instead, put them out on the street the next day. And I want to make it clear, while this may be an issue that's predominantly affecting black communities, it's not just black people who are responsible for shoplifting. In fact, I saw a story the other day that says Gilmore Girls star Adam Wiley just got arrested for shoplifting in a Target.
It's getting ghetto out here.
And if we don't do something about it, we're the ones who are going to be subjected to the consequences. So here's the natural progression of things, right? People go and steal essential items and they get locked behind glass. Then they go and steal things that aren't so essential, as we've seen happen all over the United States now, and then everything is locked up. And if that's not enough and people can't keep their hands to themselves as we were taught as toddlers, the stores will simply leave. And we're seeing that happen with major chains all across the United States. Target, CVS, Walmart, Walgreens, Starbucks, you name it, they are leaving major cities. And if it's happening to the major corporations, we're talking billions of dollars, they're deciding to leave these major cities. What do you think is happening to the small local businesses, the mom and pop shops, who can't afford to be stolen from? They will simply just be forced out of business. They don't have the option to pick up shop and move, pun intended. And you all know I have plenty of criticism to levy out to major corporations. I'm not a fan of them, but here, I understand what they're doing. When you live in a society that emboldens criminals, we are the ones who become slaves to the criminality. We are punished by glass cases or our favorite stores leaving or having to clutch our bag every time we're out in public. And that's just the reality of it. That's where this goes. So we've seen what happens when we allow for progressive policy or restorative justice in our major cities. It ends with us being punished. So maybe we don't need to be
soft on crime.
Maybe we need to start holding people accountable. Maybe we need to root out all the criminals in our communities so that we can go back to normal life. And if the world right now or your local Target is looking like a dystopian nightmare, it's leftist logic that got you there. But guys, those are just my thoughts. I'd love to hear your opinion on the matter. Who do you agree with more in this instance? Drop it in the comments down below. As always, I encourage healthy debate, so duke it out, but do so respectfully. And if you like this video, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post for you guys, which is every single day. And I'll see you next time.
First of all, okay, I'm just telling you, but I feel like you're just trying to accuse me of stealing. No, broke people steal. I'm shoplifting. Yeah, you better.